The new acting chair of the ABC is refusing to reveal how the Public Broadcasters Board responded when it first became aware that the chairman had ordered the dismissal of two senior journalists who'd been criticised by the federal government. ABC board member Dr. Kirsten Ferguson was appointed as the acting chair today following the resignation of Justin Milne yesterday. Kath Robinson from the ABC News Channel asked Dr. Ferguson when she was made aware of the allegations that then-chairman Justin Milne had been urging the now former managing director Michelle Guthrie to sack two senior journalists.
Look, I think this is something that will all come out in the departmental inquiry which has been announced. So it's difficult for me to now go through that in detail, which I hope you can appreciate, because what we want is a fulsome assistance under the Act, however we can help with that inquiry.
Don't Australian voters and Australian taxpayers deserve a little bit more detail from you in that, asking that very simple question, when did you know what about the managing, about the chairman?
I think what we need to remember and have a look at some of the facts is that we have wonderful journalists who we totally support. And my encouragement to them is ask the hard questions, continue to do what you're doing every day, shining a light on the issues that need to be uncovered. This is something that your board is fully in support of.
Okay, let me read this to you. And I want to ask you this. Did you receive documents at a board meeting where excerpts of communications between the former chairman and former managing director were shared? It read, "They hate her. We are tarred with her brush. I just think it's simple. Get rid of her. My view is that we need to save the corporation, not Emma. There is no guarantee they will lose the next election." Did you receive those documents at a board meeting?
Look, again, that will all be part of a departmental inquiry. So I am not able to go into the detail of when we saw those, but the bottom line is that Justin has resigned. He resigned yesterday, and we're very grateful for that decision.
Okay, if you can't answer specifically to the dates of the timeline, can you tell me when, if at all, any alarm bells were raised of the actions of the chairman?
Look, I think any time you've got a board of diverse views, we all have independence of thought, and that's always encouraged. And I can assure you that in all the deliberations we've ever had while I've been on this board, there's been diverse views, and we've expressed our independence of thought.
Are you confident that the board acted appropriately with respect to the chairman?
I think we've always put the interests of the corporation at the forefront of our minds, and we're very grateful to Justin for having resigned yesterday.
Did you personally raise any objections about the chairman earlier?
Look, again, that's not something I'm going to go into detail with you now, but I'm really grateful to Justin for his decision yesterday.
Has the board made mistakes in the past and in the past few weeks?
Look, the fact that we're talking about this now and that the discussion all week has been around governance of the ABC means we must accept that we have to regain trust and we need to focus entirely on the future for the organisation. And that's something we're really confident in being able to do. We've got David Anderson as Acting Managing Director. He is a fantastic appointment. I'm really looking forward to working with him, getting around to the offices and, again, focusing on what we do best, which is the incredible 4,300 staff we've got, not only you in front of the camera, but everyone behind the scenes as well. I'm very grateful to them.
That's the Acting ABC Chair, Dr. Kirsten Ferguson, speaking to the ABC News Channel's Kath Robinson.